Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norma. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norma.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Spirituality 101. We are so happy that you are here, that we are connected by way of the airwaves today so that we can explore the notion of spirituality. And today we are going to ask some very interesting questions about spirituality in the midst of disaster. But first, let me remind you that Spirituality 101 is considered the missing college course. We are here to bring enlightenment. We are here to support your growth along the path that you may have chosen. At Spirituality 101, we are not at all hung up on the path that you have chosen because we understand that all paths lead home. We are here to provide you with information. We are here to guide your attention to resources that are available to you out there in the spiritual community. We are here because we want to hear your stories. We want to expose you to the thoughts and the thinking of experts. And we also want to highlight on the show what everyday people like you and I are experiencing on this path to growth and development. And today, 1 week after the Japanese crisis, we are continuing to send out our prayers for mercy and guidance as we look today to examine whether there is spirituality. Is there spirituality to be found in the midst of disaster? Amidst the rubble and disasters of our times, and they have been quite a few. If you are like me, I have been up on the internet and taken a look at the number of disasters that we have had in the last decade, and there are quite a few. It is very clear that Mother Earth is in the process of bringing about phenomenal change, and that those of us, we live here on the planet, we're spirits traversing bodies here on the planet, and therefore we are subjected to any change that comes about in the atmosphere and in the earth, and there have been quite a few. If you have time, I would encourage you to go up on the internet and take a look in the last 10 years, the number of disasters we've had. But amidst the rubble and disasters of our times, is the Creator speaking to us, was one of my questions. And the other question was, is there comfort and or truth to be found in any and all of this? Because in the middle of disaster, there is, of course, emotional crisis. There is emergencies and crises at many levels. And how we deal with it individually, collectively, is certainly contributes to the entire growth rate of the planet. So is there any comfort or truth in any of this? And so today I want us to talk about spirituality in the midst of disaster, and I am hoping to be able to intersperse that with some poetry that will help us to kind of be calm as we look at this very topical subject. If you have a question, if you have a comment, and you would like to call us live on the show, I encourage you to do that. Our toll-free call-in number today is 1-866-472-5795. I want to offer my perspective, and I want to make this kind of clear that this show is not designed to give advice. We are here to offer as many perspectives as we can find on any given topic. So I can offer you my perspective on the very first question: is the Creator speaking to us? And I would like to think that the answer to that is yes. One way of looking to that, it's yes. And if we go back to biblical times, if we go back to sacred times, we will see that throughout the ages, the Creator of this universe has chosen signs and symbols in which to express what is coming up next, what we can expect next on the planet. And so it is my perspective that, yes, this, in the signs of the times and the symbols that go with the signs are certainly a way that the Creator communicates to us that there is change. There is large change looming up on the horizon. Can we find comfort and truth in all of this disaster? Well, today, I have to tell you, I am going to read to you an excerpt from a letter that came to us from Japan. And I think by the time I have finished reading that excerpt from that letter, the answer to this question, can we find comfort and truth in all of the disaster that is around us? But again, my perspective would be yes. It depends on where we are focused. It depends on the place we are, on the path upon which we're journeying. And it, of course, it depends on the extent to which we are working on expanding. Thank you. So before we begin, I'd like to introduce Mr. Hollis Lashley and welcome him back to the show. He's been on the show before. He's a poet, and he has some phenomenal poetry that helps us to kind of become very reflective on the creative force on ourselves and our place within the universe. Hollis, are you there?
Yes, I am, Reverend Noma, and thanks again for inviting me to Spirituality 101. And, of course, I've been looking forward to having our spiritual conversation.
Yes. Well, we welcome you. We welcome you back to the show. And as you know, today we are engaging this phenomenal topic. After I sent it out, I thought, what have I done? How do I cram all of this into 1 hour?
Yes.
But along with the beautiful poetry that you have created, I know that we'll be able to make this a beautiful journey of exploration without allowing ourselves to become either fearful or pragmatic.
Well, certainly. And again, one of the things I think that we've been speaking about on your program and generally is the whole question about rhythms, the whole question about spirituality and all that it entails. And I think if we should learn anything, we should have learned that underneath all the appearances of discord, there's a bigger mind orchestrating things. Very often, in terms of our own mortality, we cannot fully understand the big picture. But I'm sure that underneath all the tragedies, underneath all the destruction, underneath all the things that we may tend to judge in negative ways, there are good things coming out of this which we may not yet see, but which I am sure the creative mind has in store for all of us. So I think we ought not to be too dismayed. Of course, sadness is something that we all engage in when we are disappointed. but this too shall pass.
This too shall pass, and it's necessary for us to support our listeners to help them to get past the difficult times, because in living in the now, we are required to feel and to experience everything that the now has to offer. And in the middle of tragedy, of course, there is sadness. But in the middle of tragedy, depending on whether we are listening, if we have developed those inner outer listening skills, if we are journeying on the path that is allowing consciousness to expand, then we begin to get glimpses of what's behind the rainbow.
Well, definitely. You know,
there is always that saying that I believe in so well. The darkest hour is just before dawn. And we can't experience the dawn until and unless we have engaged moment by moment the darkness. And then, of course, when the dawn bursts forth, we can even enjoy the gloriousness of the dawn even more, because we've allowed ourselves to be in the moment at every step of the journey. Wouldn't you say?
Definitely. Definitely. And the next thing, too, that very often we do not bring to bear on our consciousness is the fact that it seems very often that we need to have some tragedy, some destruction, before we can come together and do the things that we are all capable of doing at any time in the now, as you mentioned. Nations would be at war. We have lots of things happening, enmity and different things happening over the world. But as soon as there's a tragedy, we have some neighbors coming together and deciding to help. We have Japan, for example, a few weeks ago, they went to New Zealand to assist in the problems that they were having there. We are seeing that in response to all that is happening in Japan today, we have people coming forth from all over the world to assist. And so we are seeing that in the midst of tragedy, a lot of times we have the answer to the relationship problems that we take for granted.
And certainly we are reminded and we are focused. Our focus is kind of guided to an acknowledgement that, in fact, the answers are within. I see they are signaling us out for the first 15 minutes. Please don't go away. I have an amazing letter to read to you that I'm sure will bring the same level of tears it brought to my eyes, mm-hmm. and some beautiful poetry to soothe us along the way. We'll be right back.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
What's this? Milk. Low fat, no fat. They're milk too, and their names rhyme.
This man may sound odd.
Low fat, no fat.
But to his 3-year-old daughter helping him pick out food, he makes perfect sense.
Here's cheese with holes in it.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. Take simple moments like shopping and turn them into learning moments.
It's called Swiss.
Swiss has holes.
That's right. Oh, can you say gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Let's sing that new song.
My music track, track, track from a modem jack. Jack, jack plays MP3s, threes, threes, and I download fast, fast, fast. I read the bits, bits, bits on the microchips, chips, chips, and I burnt, burnt, burnt all my favorite hits, hits, hits.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help keep them updated. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and this is Spirituality 101. And today we are examining the process of, is there spirituality inherent in all of these disasters that we are experiencing here on Earth right now? And is there any truth? Is God speaking to us? Is the Creator speaking to us? And can there be comfort and truth in the midst of all that we are experiencing here on the earth, not just Japan? Of course, Japan was the most recent. But in all of the tragedies and disasters that we've had in the last 10 years, I want to start off first by sharing a little piece from my own experience. Several years ago, and by this I mean probably about 28 years ago, I attended a conference in London on energetic medicine. The keynote speaker was Valerie Hunt, phenomenal woman. And she opened up the conference with this statement, 21st century medicine is about moving guided information systems and light. And I came wide awake, fully awake. I said, what did she say? And then she went on to explain that the earth is getting ready, she said at that time, to go into rebirth, that it will go into rebirthing itself so that it can resonate at a higher frequency, and that all those who are traveling upon the earth at the time will be expected to open up to the expansion of consciousness and to take them, their vibrations, to a higher level so that we can bring more light onto the planet. It was to her a question of light. Okay. In order for these moving information systems guided by light to become the basis for 21st century medicine, there was need to get more light on the planet, and that Mother Earth has got these blueprints that was ready, and that within a few years we would see Mother Earth begin to rebirth herself to be able to go to function at higher levels of frequencies, and that as human, as spirits walking in human existence, it was our responsibility to also do the same. Well, we're here, folks. 20-something years later, we're sitting right here on the cusp. And what we're experiencing right here in the upheaval that we're experiencing all over the world, I'd like to liken, I think people can understand things when you make them simple and you bring them into kind of like the home atmosphere. I remember several years ago we were remodeling our home. And in this remodeling of the home, it took a tremendous amount of preparations to pack stuff up and put it away and to open up those doors to construction crews whose job it was to come and manifest this wonderful blueprint that had been created to transform our home. I can still remember the inconveniences that I felt. I remember the number of times I wished we had not thought of the idea of remodeling the home and perhaps just bought a different home. But we suffered and we sacrificed lots of time and conveniences and energy and frustration. And finally, after several weeks, months of workmen around us all the time and dust, et cetera, the manifestation of those beautiful blueprints came forward. And I still remember the joy as we actually threw a party to invite our friends to behold the glorious new home that had been created out of all of that rubble and dust. And I think that's where we are. on the planet right now. We are experiencing the birth pains that Mother Earth is going through. And that requires of us, I believe one perspective is that it requires of us that we have got to keep up with this evolving consciousness and allow ourselves, open up ourselves to grow consciously, to raise the vibrations, because the goal is bringing more light in here, and therefore our capacity to hold that light has got to be increased. Now, Hollis, I wondered if you had a piece of poetry that could emphasize that for me.
Well, certainly. And just before the piece, I would like to just resonate with the ideas that you have mentioned, in the sense that light, we know, is a form, one of the highest forms of energy. And rebirth in itself is necessary when things are not going necessarily the way they should be going.
That's right.
We have had a planet that has been designed for us with trees and foliage and all the rest of it. And we, as co-creators, sometimes destroy our own environment without understanding the circumstances. So this is a piece called Truth Unfolding, with which I'd like to begin today. Do we know what seeds we have planted today into all infinite mind? Have we lifted up another soul by showing love and being kind? Do we move in mental wilderness where many things are often scarce? Or do we wish to break through now with a faith sustained and fierce? Can we now make a shift in spirit, friend, change our situation now? Put God where he belongs, that's first, and learn to prosper everyhow. It does not matter where we've been, but only where we are heading in truth, unfolding in the know. God's promises are meant for us. And there's a short little piece I'd like to add to that. This too shall pass. For while our senses reel in turmoil and while we sometimes feel confused, we should know that God is right here with us. And I am sure that these circumstances too shall pass.
I love that. Thank you so very much. And this too shall pass. Let me begin to read from a letter that I received. And folks, I know that this letter will move you as deeply as it moved me. It's a letter that was sent out in response to someone who lives in Japan, and they wanted family and friends, etc., to know that they were okay. Hello, my lovely family and friends. First, I want to thank you so very much for your concern for me. Written from Japan. I'm very touched. I also wish to apologize for a generic message to you all, but it seems the best way at the moment to get my message to you. Things here in Sendai have been rather surreal, but I'm very blessed to have wonderful friends who are helping me a lot. Since my shack is even more worthy of that name, I am now staying at a friend's home. We share supplies like water, food, and a kerosene heater. We sleep lined up in one room, eat by candlelight, share stories. It is warm, friendly, and beautiful. During the day, we help each other to clean up the mess around our homes. People sit in their cars, looking at news on their navigator screens, or line up to get drinking water when a source is open. If someone has running water in their home, they put out a sign so people can come to fill up their jugs and buckets. Utterly amazingly, where I am, there has been no looting, no pushing in lines. People leave their doors open as it is safer when an earthquake strikes. People keep saying, oh, this is how it used to be in the old days. Everyone helped one another. Quakes keep coming. Last night, they struck about every 15 minutes. Sirens are constant, and helicopters pass overhead often. We got water for a few hours in our homes last night, and now it is for half a day. Electricity came on this afternoon. Gas has not yet come on. But all of this is by area. Some people have things, others do not. No one has washed for several days. We feel grubby. But there are so much more important concerns than that for us right now. I love this peeling away of non-essentials, living fully on the level of instinct, of intuition, of caring, of what is needed for survival, not just of me, but the entire community. There's strange parallel universes happening. Houses are a mess in some places, yet then a house with futons or laundry out drying in the sun. People lining up for water and food, and yet a few people out walking their dogs, all happening at the same time. Other unexpected touches of beauty are first, the silence at night, no cars, no one out on the streets. And the heavens at night are scattered with stars. Now the whole sky is filled. The mountains are Sendai, are solid. And with the crisp air, we can see them silhouetted against the night sky magnificently. Mm. And the Japanese themselves are so wonderful. I come back to my shack to check on each day. Now to send this email since the electricity is on. And I find food and water in my entranceway. I have no idea from whom, but it is there. Old men in green hats go from door to door checking to see if everyone is okay. People talk to complete strangers, asking if they need help. I see no sign of fear. Resignation, yes, but fear or panic, no. They tell us we can expect aftershocks after major quakes for another month or more. And we are getting constant tremors, rolls, shaking, rumbling. I am blessed in that I live in a part of Sendai that is a bit elevated, a bit more solid than other parts. So far, this area is better off than others. Last night, my friend's husband came in from the country bringing food and water. We're blessed again. Somehow at this time, I realized from direct experience that there is indeed an enormous cosmic evolutionary step that is occurring all over the world right at this moment. And somehow, as I experience the events happening now in Japan, I can feel my heart opening very wide. Rather, I feel it's part of something happening that is much larger than myself. This wave of birthing worldwide is hard and yet magnificent. Thank you again for your care and love for me. With love in return to you all. Anne. What an amazing, movingly, deeply moving letter. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The the results indicate your child has neuroblastoma.
There's evidence of metastasis.
We need to schedule a bone marrow.
We'll need to perform a surgical
urinary
biopsy.
VMA detection MIBG scan. Is part of
diagnosis. After you hear your child has cancer, chances are you don't hear anything else. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Just what is SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA specifically prepares you for the workforce.
SkillsUSA empowers students to connect with a network of people. SkillsUSA allows students to connect with business and industry, to manage their education, and to really get a feel of the real world.
SkillsUSA.
Find out more on the web at skillsusa.org.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and I just read to you a letter from Japan, which when I read it, it brought me to tears. And a couple of things that stood out in that letter, Hollis, is
I think
men in green hats go from door to door checking to see if everyone is okay. People talk to complete strangers asking if they need help.
Right.
I see no sign of fear. Resignation, yes, but fear or panic, no. How do you correlate that?
Well, you know, to me, when I was listening to that, it reminded me of a time that we have enjoyed in our lives when doors used to be open, when somebody would come in the front door and walk straight to the kitchen and say, "Hello, Ma, hello, Granny." When the breeze used to blow through our homes and we used to be comfortable. And as that woman said, it wasn't a question of fear in a community. There was a community spirit where people connected with each other. And that is where the saying comes from, it takes a village to raise a child. And it is so unfortunate that we have to wait for nature to shake us up for us to go back to the basic, important, fundamental connectedness of the humanity that we all are part of.
And that fundamental connectiveness is spirituality.
Definitely.
Spirituality rises out of the simplest things that we do. I think our lives have become so complicated, this is why we have to search for spirituality rather
right.
than just engage it in everything that we do along the way. I mean, again here when she says... last night, my friend's husband came in from the country bringing food and water. We're blessed again.
Yes.
I mean, simple acts of something to eat and water to refresh you brings the reminder that this is the phenomenal blessing of the moment.
Definitely. And the thing, too, that often we often forget is the fact that we speak about spirituality as though it is something new, but we are co-creators with the mind that constructed us, and therefore, very often we keep forgetting that. And as you mentioned earlier on, we think that because we have all these material things in our midst that we have made progress. But it is about our connectedness one with the other. It is about caring in the know.
Living in the now, experiencing in the now, recognizing that a part of life is sacrifice how I would wish that it does not have to be so. And
right.
until I die, I probably will never be able to understand why sacrifice plays such a great importance in this thing called growth. And I wish it would not have to be so. But yeah. resignation in acknowledging that this is how it has been set up. And so we grieve with those who are grieving.
Yes.
We send up prayers for mercy for those who have survived.
Yes.
We can be in spirit with those who are not at ease, but to also recognize that every single experience, every single emotion that we're having is very real.
Yes.
And a part of this spiritual wheel. The turns.
Yes. The next thing, too, is that we look at this as a tragedy that may have taken part in some other part of the world. However, when we are able to personalize these experiences, we begin to understand that we, too, have our little earthquakes. We, too, have our tsunamis. And very often we do not learn from them. From a personal perspective, we ought to be able to internalize these eruptions and these disasters to realize that we, too, need to get back to understanding our deeper sources and get out of our own narrow wars with ourselves so that we can come to an understanding that we are connected one with the other.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And this is what spiritual growth is about. This is what the earth has got a plan. The earth and the creator of all this cannot continue to ignore the 1.3 billion people who live in dire poverty.
Right.
The fact that there are 820 million people who go to bed hungry every night. The creator of the universe has got to take that into consideration, and it now needs some kind of sacrifice to bring balance. It's unfortunately
right.
the way the world has kind of turned right through the ancient ages.
So true. And you
and
know
so
something.
So we are yes. here today.
Yes. And you know something, the other day I had I was exposed to some pictures on the internet of some man in some country who had such an opulent castle with all modern amenities, with gold fittings, with all the best looking furniture imported from all around the world. And right outside of his castle, there were people living in little shacks. And it just goes to show how we create the circumstances to just destroy our own brothers and sisters without being aware that we are all connected.
And sometimes it is done out of lack of consciousness. This is why the whole notion of raising vibration and
yes.
raising consciousness is very important. Because when a larger portion of humanity can raise that consciousness, you know, it's like the difference between how a third grader does math.
Yes.
And how a final year student in college does math. And you can't really beat up on the third grader that can't understand trig.
I hear you.
Because the consciousness has not been expanded yet to even understand that there is such a section in math called trigonometry.
Yes,
so
yes,
this is the striving of the earth right
yes.
now, of rebirthing itself and forcing us to wake up to the fact that our spiritual practices have got to be intensified so that a larger portion of the earth becomes conscious.
True,
and when
we,
our consciousness expands, then we
yes.
can do better.
Quite right.
We will have no choice but to do better. But for as long as we remain a third grade consciousness,
yes.
you can't expect a third grader to do what is expected of a math degree.
I hear
scholar.
You
see what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a piece of poetry that can take us out to the next
break? Segment? Certainly. And this is a piece called I Am That I Am. I am the voice celestial, Yet I am the deep silence at the core of your being. I'm the light you see by, yet I am the light that you are. I am eternity, yet you try to constrain me as history, as the past. But I am the only no, I am. I am the voice which you hear in the slave ships, as you lead my children into the unknown, but still into the light. I am the voice which you hear in the camp at Auschwitz, giving you hope that this too shall pass. When man rebels against his brother, when man turns from me, when man shall force his will and pollute the one law, I am the voice you hear to guide you. I am the voice speaking to Luther and to Martin Luther King, to Gandhi and to Muhammad, to Buddha and to Joan of Arc, to Mother Teresa and to Jesus the Christ. I am the first word, bringing galaxies into being, fashioning unimaginable creations of which you are the one made in my image. You are much more than you imagine, yet only through your power to imagine more will you become more. I have given you dominion over all things, yet it is up to you to acknowledge all that I am. I am the many languages, the many expressions of spirit, the many cultures, the many places, the many tribes, the many nations. But I am also the one humanity, the one law, the one God. I am the one who fashioned you out of who I am. You are therefore one with the one, and we are one, for there is only one. I am not afar. Look within. Where there are no barriers, where true freedom lies. Freedom to be, freedom to see, freedom to live, freedom to love. And remember, brethren, you are only because I am. And so it is.
And so it is. Wonderful expressions. Wonderful expressions that remind us of the creative force. We want to say to our Japanese family,
yes,
we mourn with you. We grieve with you. We pray for you. We thank you for your sacrifice. We honor your spirit. We honor the sanctity and the reverence and the resignation with which you wait for the dawning of the new day. God bless you. And know that we are with you all the way. We'll be right back.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Mom! My tooth fell out!
The coach says I can play shortstop!
I get to be a deciduous tree!
You live for the firsts in your child's life. But how do you cope with the firsts that come after your child is diagnosed with cancer? CureSearch.org connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are having quite an emotional day with beautiful, inspiring poetry to kind of like calm the troubled waters. As we talk today about spirituality, can we find spirituality in the middle of all the disasters that we have been experiencing on the planet, and particularly the disaster that happened last Friday? You know, I think I should share, Hollis, with yeah. listeners that I conduct classes in prisons. Yeah. And last Wednesday, it seems, I said to my class, I said I felt that there was some amazing energy entering onto the planet on the 11th of March 2011,
yes.
And that the feeling that I got that this was a big wave of energy, and that it will all of humanity will somehow know that this energy has come in.
Yes.
And I did mention at the time to the guys, I was teaching a class of men, and then I said, oops, and I'll be broadcasting in the middle of that energy. And of course, as we know, last Friday, the tsunami and the earthquake happened. Yes. And so when I showed up for my class on Monday, the guys were like very quiet, and they were looking at me, and I said, why are you looking at me like that? And they said, well, you know, you predicted it. And up until then, I hadn't really thought about it, because I think the tsunami, et cetera, happened, and we got all overwhelmed with emotion.
Yes.
That I had forgotten that I had said that, but I had just felt this, the feeling of the energy coming in my own energy field, and very, very aware that it was big, it was humongous, and it was real clear that the world will know that this energy is here, and what do you know? I didn't know that it would express itself with as much damage as it did. But for those of us who have survived, because we don't know where the next one will be, but those of us who have survived, we have got to keep the prayers of mercy, and we've got to keep the vigil on behalf of the survivors of all of the disasters that we have had in the last 10 years. We've got to keep ourselves very aware that the earth is rebirthing. It is no different than birthing pains that a woman goes through when she's about to give birth.
Yes.
For all those women out there listening to me who've been through this process, and all those fathers who were standing there when this process happened, we all know that once that baby is birthed, joy unspeakable and full of glory comes into the heart.
Yes.
And I feel like we're sitting on the threshold, along with the Japanese people, along with the people from New Zealand, along with the people from Haiti, along with the people from China, along with the people here in the United States of America who have experienced all the disasters that have come to us. We are all, if we are survivors and we're still here, we are sitting here holding our breath, waiting patiently for the manifestation of that scripture that says, I had not seen nor ear heard the glory which God has in store for those who love him. And the earth is rebirthing.
Definitely.
I encourage you as individuals listening to my voice, it is time to step up your spiritual practices. It is time to get deeper into meditation, get deeper into yoga, get more involved in walking consistently. Open up yourselves to energy work. Begin the process of volunteering and giving more. Engage practices that will open up the heart, because our job is to get more light into this planet. And we are the vessels, part of the vessels that hold that light and bring forth that light. And so I really, really encourage people to get busy, step up your spiritual practice, raise the vibration, expand the consciousness so that we will all be ready to ensure that the sacrifices that have been made by those of us, those who are no longer with us, do not go in vain.
Right.
But rather we are ready to do our part, to work along with the earth and to bring heaven here on earth. That is what 2012 is about, bringing what we consider heaven here on earth.
And Reverend Noma, sorry to interrupt you, but one thing I think that we ought to add here is that that same energy that is being destructive, it's part of that same creative energy that we all are feeding into so that we can help to support the positive aspects of the energy that is coming to Earth. And I think we ought to be aware of that and practice some of those things that you mentioned a while ago so that we can balance.
It's like the water itself. When I watch that, I'm not a television watcher much. And my daughter called me and said, you have to turn the television on. And when I did, that 30-foot wave was coming in. That was the image that I saw.
Yes.
And the thought that hit me was, I love the ocean. I love to play in the ocean. I've got to get to the ocean every year. And the thought that came with me, this wonderful, beautiful ocean that we enjoy and we play in has got the capacity.
Yes, ma'am.
It's got the capacity to bring forth what is necessary so that we can clear the old out of the way and bring in the new. And as I said, I wish it did not have to happen that way. But unfortunately, when we look at history, whatever we're experiencing now, we've got to stop and look backwards into the pages of history and discover that throughout history, throughout the centuries and the ages, there have been times when it's almost like the gardeners of the earth have come and cleaned up the garden.
There we go.
To take it to the next level. And here we are today. We are the modern-day people experiencing what people from the olden days, the Old Testament, the ancient days, we are now experiencing what they experience. And so in order the history of the world, while this is very harsh to live with, it is kind of part of the order that is the universe.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us how we can get in touch with some of that beautiful poetry that you have, and how can people buy your book?
Oh, well, you can go to Ex Libris on the internet, or you can email me, hlash317@yahoo.com.
Say that again.
hlash317@yahoo.com. And if you want a little touch of inspiration, you can go to hollislashley.com, hollislashley.com to get some words of inspiration, et cetera, et cetera. And again, I do sometimes, I do some public appearances. I'm going to be at the Greenbelt Library April 2nd from 3 to 6 or something like that. I'm going to be other places reading my poems. And really, as you were talking about the energy level, I am feeling that energy translating itself into the ability that I have to share some of this works with people, and I am endeavoring to do that in the know. Yes, ma'am.
God bless you.
Yes.
God bless you. And I want to thank you for coming today and sharing your poetry of light and love. And I know we have one to end on. But before we get to that last piece of poetry, I want to thank... See where they're queuing us out. But I want to thank my listeners for turning in, tuning in today. I hope that what we had to say was inspiring. I hope sincerely that you got some emotion and some understanding about the depth of spirituality in the midst of disaster from the letter that I read. I want to give thanks for the opportunity to have been able to read it. That okay to read it on the air came at 3:09. God at work. I want to remind my listeners, it's time to expand your spiritual practices. Get into expanding your vibration, raising your consciousness, and beginning to walk softly and gently on the planet.
Right.
For you argued for the right to be here. And now that you're here, you've got to engage every moment, whether it's the moment of grief, the moment of joy, the moment of emotion. We've got to be present in the moment while we keep our eyes on the new heaven and the new earth.
Thank you, Norma, for inviting me.
You're welcome.
And I'll share my poem with the Japanese embassy.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I see they're queuing us out. And thank you, guys. You know, we have a bunch of guys in the background who makes this all happen, and they're very patient. And we thank you very much. Until next week.
Thanks again. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.